2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latina Podcasters Network.
Don't have a chance to fully
me too
be said.
Oh, sorry. Okay, we're rolling. All right, 2-1-0. Hey guys, it's Natasha with Norteño T10 Podcast. Thank you to Vodpod Media for housing and producing, and to Latina Podcast Network for having me on your network. Guys, if you're listening, go watch, and if you're watching, go listen. Make sure that you go to YouTube and like and subscribe. And I feel like weird, like, oh, don't forget to subscribe. But yes, you're gonna want to see who I have. Please introduce yourself.
So my name is Uriel Diaz, also known as the Huntisaurus. I am a content creator. I'm on TikTok and Instagram. I'm also a co-owner of a local store called Carolina's Antiques here in San Antonio.
Yes.
And, we run Fiesta.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Also, we run San Antonio.
No, not yet, but, maybe eventually. But
On the way.
Yeah. So, yeah, me, my mom, and my brother own Carolina's Antiques, and then I also... I'm a content creator, so.
Yes. Okay, so let's kind of jump into it. Like, what made you want to start being a content creator? Because I know that you guys have always had the store, or like, y'all have had it for a very long time.
15 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So majority of your life,
yeah,
or at least half of it, right? So what made you want to go into content creation?
Well, I just like have always just on like when since like MySpace, Facebook started, would always share just my collection because I have a lot of collect things. You know, we're hoarders. That's what we do. That's why we have a store, a business. And so I would always just post little things here and there. And I think that's just like the beginning of content creators, right? Because it wasn't a thing before.
Yeah.
And I guess I just kind of like went with the ball. And then people started following me like when Instagram came around, where I would post all my Disney stuff. And, it just kind of naturally happened, right? It wasn't one of like I've been doing it for a very long time.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like everybody started doing it and then let me see if I can do it. Like I literally would just post things and then it happened on its own.
Yeah.
And then I think what really like made a lot of people find me was when I started doing Disney bounding, which is like styling yourself as Disney characters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I really started to get like a bigger following. And it just like naturally happened, which is really, really cool. Like literally organic.
Which is how it should be.
Yeah. I agree with that.
We're not into buying our followers here.
No. I don't have money to buy McDonald's sometimes, much less followers. Okay.
So how many do you have and how long has it taken?
So on TikTok, I am about at almost 250,000.
Nice.
And then I think on Instagram, I'm like at 26,000.
Yeah.
I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's taken literally forever.
Yeah.
It blows my mind that nowadays people like will jump numbers so quickly, because
yeah,
I remember struggling just to hit 10,000 on Instagram.
Yeah.
But it's literally I couldn't even tell you. Now TikTok's a different story. TikTok, as soon as TikTok started, I got on it and pretty quickly, grew on there, because
mm-hmm,
it's a completely different platform.
For sure.
But Instagram, even to this very day today, like I feel like it's like, like a worm, like a little snail going slowly, eventually,
I know. The algorithm hates us.
Yeah, literally.
I'm convinced.
Literally. I'm like, who hates me out there?
Literally.
And Instagram, who running Instagram hates me?
No, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. The other day I got this notification that was like, you can no longer be monetized. And I was like, excuse me? And it said that like a post that I had made incited violence.
Oh.
And I was like, when? Like, I'm the most nonviolent person. And then
don't get carried away. I know you too well.
I'm nonviolent. I don't choose. Look,
Instagram, she's nonviolent.
Look, I'm going to stand up for myself, but I'm not going to choose violence.
Okay, yeah.
But no, so, and it turned out because I posted a story about, like, my topic Tuesday, and it was, like, questions, and I said, shoot them over. Anyway, I fought
words.
It. I know. I fought it, and then they were like, all right, you're cool.
Okay, yeah. I'm like, yeah, somebody like, out there
Jesus,
was like, you know what? I don't like her. Just waiting for her to use the wrong word. Just waiting for you to use the
she
wrong
said,
word.
Shoot. Yeah.
She said shoot. Take her down. But yeah, no, I get that. I'm like, I feel like some, like, any little thing they're watching to
they
shut
are.
You down when they should be watching to, like, lift other people up, right?
Right, but, like, and not to, like, be, like, take this super down, but I saw on TikTok, too, that there is this lady on Instagram who's posting her toddler, but, like, doing sexually suggestive things.
I saw that. I'm like, why didn't you shut that down?
Literally.
I saw that.
Like, it's disgusting.
Literally. Like, and it's, like not even, like, she wasn't even trying to hide it. Like, it was, like, so obvious.
Yes.
And, like, you're over here shutting down Natasha for saying, shoot them over. Like, that's crazy.
Literally, yeah. No, I hate it.
Yeah.
So, Instagram, like, stay in your lane. Yeah.
Get together. You know.
Watch it.
Yeah. No. You need to really evaluate who you have out there. Working, literally. Like, checking these things.
Yes.
Because it's, like, not even, it's, like, I'm sure it's, like, a computer-generated thing that's just, like.
It is.
That's, like, not an actual person checking everything.
And, too, I've seen so many bots that are, like, oh, like, click on this to see, like, photos of me, videos of me naked, like, whatever. And I'm, like.
And how does that get through?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Anyway, speaking of thirst traps. What's your favorite Disney outfit?
thirst trap Disney outfit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I try not to be Lizzie McGuire and be an outfit repeater. So, and I know you're very much like that too. So I don't really repeat them. Now, I will say, like, probably the outfit that I have gotten the most attention on is the dress that I wore to Pride Night at Disneyland. And I had it was kind of like the Selkie style, you know, the Selkie dresses, like the poofy princess dresses. And then I had my husband, shout out to my husband, to put lights in it. And so it lit up and it went pretty, people went pretty crazy about it.
Yeah.
You know, good and bad always. And it was cool because I got to be a princess of Disneyland, you know, fulfill some childhood dreams. And that's probably one of my favorites for sure.
So I know that you said, like, you, of course, get good and bad.
Yeah.
How do you handle, like, the negative
comments? I don't, girl.
You don't?
I'm just kidding. honestly, I'm really good at, like, not laughing about it, but, like, not letting it get me down. To me, I'm just like, okay, you're getting my content pushed out more, right? You're getting more traction on my post by hate commenting and sharing it to your hateful friends. Because you're sharing it, you're commenting, you're literally giving my post, like, legs to run and thrive.
Yeah.
But I did post a video not too long ago where they started talking about this Disney hug rule where you meet the characters, and the supposedly the rule is that the characters are not supposed to let go until you're ready to let go.
Okay.
So I posted an old video, like, before even, like, I was my full non-binary self, you know, wearing dresses and everything, right? I was literally just in a t-shirt, Mickey ears. And it was an old video of me hugging Ariel when I first met her. And I'm, like, sobbing my eyes out because it was, like, my first time meeting her. And I posted that, you know, whatever. And it was doing really good. And, like, the amount of hate comments that came from there was the most that I've ever gotten. I'm pretty sure that video hit over 1 million views on TikTok and on Instagram. And those really got to me.
And but, like, what? Like, what is there? Like, you're hugging a princess.
Grown man, this and that. You know, this is for kids. Like, you know, all the same stuff that most gay creators, especially if they are into dolls, into Disney, into whatever, like, that is healing your inner child. When it has to do anything with that, there's always those same comments that are like, this is for kids. You're a grown man. Like, what's wrong with you? And those really, like, it got worse than that, like, right? There were some that were worse than that. And I've never turned off comments on any of my posts, but I had to turn them off because I couldn't. It really, really, really was getting to me, and I could feel it getting to me. Luckily, I'm self-aware enough to see and kind of, like, put up my boundaries, which was, like, turning off the comments. But I was like, I'm not going to take the post down because they're not gonna win all the way, you know what I mean? Like, that's what they want, right? They want me to disappear and not exist, and it's not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen. But yeah, it's really hard. It was really hard. For the most part, though, I'm that person that's like, you know, when people comment like gay, and I'm like, For real? I didn't know. Like, yeah, you know, like,
oh my God, what?
The, yeah. What? Like, and I will poke the bear sometimes, you know, because like I said, every time they comment, every time they come back to view the video to read what I wrote, it's pushing my content. So I think it's hilarious that they want my content to disappear and they're the ones pushing it out.
Right.
Right. That's how I see it. So for the most part, that's how I handle it, except for that one time that yeah. they really did get under my skin.
And I think that I had sent you a message because you had posted that it was like bothering yes, you.
Yeah.
I didn't read the comment. I can't read ugly comments about like people that
you know.
I know or like I care about. Yeah. Like it just like for what? Like yeah. you're wasting so much time and energy being mm-hmm. a fucking piece of shit
literally.
Instead of just shutting the fuck up.
Literally.
And so that's why I'm like, I can't read it. Like I did a collaboration or not even a collaboration. There was a local business that had posted a video with me in it. And I read the first like three comments and then I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
And like, thankfully I'm not a collaborator on it. Yeah. So I don't see it. But even that, like, and it wasn't even anything ugly, but it was just like really demeaning.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want, cause that's not who I am. They don't know me. Right.
Exactly.
You're seeing a minute of a person. Mm-hmm. Like I'm still a person.
Yeah.
And like, I still have feelings.
It's literally the epitome of judging a book by its cover. Right. Like you don't like the cover and you're like you. And the thing is like, it's fine not to like us. You don't have to like us. You don't have to like me. They don't have to like you.
Yeah.
But it's like, why do you have to comment or say anything? Like the amount of times that something comes up on my For You page or, you know, suggested things and I'm like, why is this coming up? And literally, what do? I keep scrolling.
Yeah.
Like literally or yeah. block or,
yeah.
you know, not interested, period. That's all you have to do. Like literally takes less effort than commenting on somebody's random person's posts.
Right.
Something hateful or right. like, even if it's just, I don't like this. Like, why? Like, what right. is the point? I just don't get it. I will never understand that.
It was like people hating on the business, but then it was people like over sexualizing me, which like, fair enough to yeah. an extent.
Yeah.
To an extent. I know what I put out on my page.
Yeah.
But just because I'm somewhere dressed in something other than sweatpants doesn't mean that I'm a piece of meat.
Exactly.
And like the way some of the things that were being said were like disgusting.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm good. I can't.
And that's that you're like an adult woman.
Yeah.
Like imagine like all the crazy people that like comment on like other people's kids things. Oh, like
yeah.
that's scary. You know, I don't have kids. I always thought I wanted them. I have come to the realization that I don't. I just mm-hmm. don't. I just don't think I could handle that. I have nieces and I'm already like always paranoid about everything mm-hmm. that has to do with them. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I always think to myself, especially like when that video that you were talking about earlier, I was like, I just can't imagine. I can't like I don't even like putting my dogs on the internet, much less my kids, because I'm so scared of how crazy people are.
Yeah.
I know. I get it. I see comments that come towards me for just existing. It makes me scared to see what anybody would have to say about, you know, my children.
Yeah. And that's like, people don't even like know that I have kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And unless, I don't blame you.
Yeah. Unless you watch this podcast, like yeah. following me, you would never know that I had kids.
Yeah.
Because I don't post them. I'm very like mama bear. I'm very protective.
The world is scary.
It's and disgusting.
Social yeah. media world.
Yeah.
Especially is scary. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to have a page for my daughter when she was like a baby, but it was like branding stuff. Like she would get bows and clothes. Mm-hmm. But the second she was like older than I think like a year and a half, I was like, no.
Yeah. I think it's because we start seeing like what is out there.
Right.
And so we're like, no.
Yeah. It's gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no. So something that I brought up with the previous guest who is also in the LGBTQ community is that I think...
I'm gay.
What? You are?
What?
I was talking about myself.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were straight.
I am.
Yeah. So is my husband.
Per.
it's just so frustrating to me to see the divide in like men versus women or non-binary or however you choose to,
identify.
But like, if it were me hugging Ariel.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
You could be fully dressed as Ariel and they wouldn't care. Yeah. No, it's true.
But I'm also LGBTQ.
Yeah.
So why, and I, not that I'm like wanting this, but like, why wouldn't you trash me?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be like, oh, you're a grown woman or like, oh, you're you know, into women, or you're probably, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Why not keep that same energy?
Well, yeah, because that specific trend about the hug rule, there was videos of women like dressed in full, you know, Disney adult attire, period, that didn't have those kind of comments on their videos.
Right.
And it was like the same amount of views, same, and it was like completely different, you know, besides the fact that they are, that one, I'm a guy, a gay guy. And on top of that, also, especially in the Disney community, that I'm brown.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So like, there's also that divide, you know, and I think that's one big thing, especially in the like Disney community, that like gets kind of ignored. It's like, one, obviously, you know, there's not as many guys, which mm-hmm. like, I get it, or at least that are like Disney princess, Disney, you know, that are not like Star Wars or Marvel or whatever, which I also love, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
One is that, and two is that there's not a lot of brown people. It's like, it's always going to be that skinny white girl in a princess dress that's going to be getting all the spotlight and no hate comments and everything. And as soon as somebody even, because being a Disney adult's already like, to people, weird. You know what I mean?
Which is not, Disney's for everybody.
Yeah, which is, to people, it's already like weird that you're an adult that loves Disney. But then on top of that, being brown, being gay, being obviously queer, like, you know, there's the, and there's some like easier pills to swallow, whatever. There's some, you know, gay Disney adult content creators that are, you know, much easier to like because, you know, they act like straight people. But I don't, you know, I usually have my nails done. I usually have, you know, a dress. I could have wear a dress. I could wear, you know,
yeah,
whatever, earrings, whatever. And it's like just like a, like I'm a target, you know, as soon as they see that, it's like fire. Oh my God. No. How dare somebody be different, you know? And so.
Did you ever get anything like any like flack or any pushback at Disney for that?
So it wasn't that bad. I was a little scared because I also went like during the day besides the at Pride Night. It was amazing. Oh, sure. My gosh. If you are queer, I suggest to go to Pride Night at Disneyland. Oh my God. Best experience ever. If you're a Disney adult that is gay, queer, yeah. LGBTQ in any kind of way. It was so full of love, so full of magic. It was amazing. You know, nothing but love.
Yeah.
But I also like during the day went and like I was wearing like a Daisy Duck Disney bound where I'm wearing a dress, you know, and my pink platform Crocs or whatever. And it wasn't.
It was cute.
Horrible. No, the outfit was cute. The outfit was cute.
I saw.
But the people around, it wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think it depends like what part of the parks you're at and all that stuff. Cast members, amazing. Oh my gosh. Left and right compliments. They were living for everything. The character meet and greets, the characters loved it. All that. It was just like random stares, random like looks of like, ooh, whatever. So it wasn't that bad. Nobody like
said anything.
And I was like, if they do, I have to not pull out my San Antonio because period. I have a hard time keeping quiet, you know what I mean? Especially, you know, and it's like you could talk about me, but then like if it's my husband, because my husband also is the mm-hmm. same way, if I see somebody saying something about him or mm-hmm. you know, giving him a look, it's hard for me to hold back.
Like, yeah,
that's where you get me.
Yeah.
Because my husband is so sweet and so nice and will not tell anybody anything ever. And I'm like, I'm one thing, that he's another thing, and he won't say anything, but I will.
Yeah.
But luckily it wasn't too bad. So
good.
I'm scared to go to Disney World and try it because
Florida, that was Disneyland.
That was Disneyland. California is a little bit, you know, obviously it's tourists, so it's people from all over the world.
Sure.
But Disney World in Florida, I don't know if I would be as brave. To wear a dress during the day.
Yeah. I mean, part of me wants to say, like, fuck it, do it. But then part of me wants to be, like, take people with you just in case.
Yeah.
I took the family to Disney World, like, a couple years ago. And I had, like, a different outfit for every day with, mm-hmm. like, matching ears. Because
to coordinate. Yeah.
And one of my days was, like, I called, like, it was, like, my gay day.
Yeah.
And so I had, like, the... It was like a tank top, but it was like the Mickey, but it was rainbow. Mm-hmm. Then I had my rainbow Mickey pin, and then I had my rainbow Mickey ears,
yeah.
and like my little shorts and my little rainbow fanny pack. And I was like, say something.
Yeah.
And it wasn't for pride. It was like during Halloween.
Yeah.
I was just like, this is what I'm wearing today.
Yeah.
And even then I got a few like.
Like it looks like.
Side eyes.
Yeah.
But I'm like.
Yeah. I definitely think that if I were to do it, I would feel safe in the park. I definitely feel like I would probably have to walk in, like from traveling from hotel to the park in like something completely different and then maybe change inside. I just don't. I'm scared. I also don't really want to give Florida my money right now. You know what I mean?
Period.
You know, and that's very important to me. I don't care how much I love Disney World.
Yeah.
So it's fine. I love Disneyland and I'm okay.
Yeah.
And if I really want, I'll go to Tokyo Disney again.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best of the best anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody does it like Tokyo.
I really want to go there.
It costs as much as going to Disney World. Honestly.
Really?
Yes. It's the flight that's expensive.
Yeah.
But over there, well, when we went, it was before the pandemic. I'm sure the prices have gone up probably a little bit, but for 3 days, a 3 day ticket, $150.
What? That's like nothing.
Nothing. That's literally an after dark event at Disney World. Like
literally.
Like one of the like game night is $150.
I spent $600 on their Halloween parade.
Oh yeah.
Because I had to.
Yeah, I went to Disneyland for Halloween last year and it was.
I thought about it real hard and then I was like, fuck
it. So, like, here's a little tip. Disneyland does Halloween 20 times better than Disney World.
Oh, yeah?
And Disney World does Christmas 20 times better than Disneyland. Okay. So, that's your. Take that information and do what you want with it.
Okay.
So, that's just. Well, noted. Yeah, because Disneyland Halloween was amazing.
Really?
Like, literally so. I'm a huge Halloween's my favorite holiday. Same. So like it was, I want to go back. It was amazing. Yeah. We were the Sanderson sisters so we bought tickets for one night and we were the Sanderson sisters, me, my husband, and then one of our friends. And we loved it so much. We're like, maybe we can get tickets for another night.
Uh-huh.
And so we were able to get tickets for a second night. And the second night, I was fairy godmother.
Oh, cute.
And the amount of times I got stopped to take pictures. Literally, one of the Disney photographers was like, I need to take pictures of you. And she literally had like a mini photo shoot with me.
Oh my God.
In front of one of the fountains. Like, it was so cool.
Yes.
It was so cool. So, yes, Disneyland does Halloween better.
Okay. Good to know.
For sure.
Noted. Yeah. So, what are you hoping to get from all of this as a whole?
Like
what's your goal?
Like, content creating?
Yeah.
Working with Disney.
Yeah.
Like, that's my number one goal. Like, okay, not just working with Disney, right? Because that sounds so like empty, but working with Disney and being a representation for something that does not get representation.
Mm.
A brown, queer, like loud and queer person.
Yeah.
A brown, loud and queer, like more male presenting. Obviously, I'm non-binary, but I do present more as a male person. Working with Disney is going to represent people that don't ever get representation. You know, the amount of messages I get all the time, especially from parents that are like, my little boy loves watching you and loves when he loves princesses and he loves seeing that you do too and that it's okay. Like that's like the best part of it. And to be able to, have that like sign off from Disney would be like a it's okay for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, for Disney to work with me would mean that it's okay for all of those people.
Yes.
To love it and be part of it. And basically, like Disney say, yes, like you are more than welcome.
Yeah. Here, everybody's welcome.
Always, you know? So that is probably it. You know, it's cool. I've worked with so many companies and so many things, but like to work with Disney would just be like,
yeah.
The magic is real. What do I do after that?
Literally, you could die happy.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, I've met my goal in life.
And get paid.
Yeah, of course.
Get paid.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
We still want that check,
yes,
though.
Yes, you know? Yeah.
That's the other part. But yes, that's like the ultimate, you know?
Yeah.
I'm manifesting and
yes.
I believe it's going to happen. I know that they've seen me. I know that they know who I am. I'm just like, what do you need from me?
Yeah.
Like, Disney, what do you need from
me? You're
like,
where do I sign?
Where do I sign? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I call me Ariel.
Yeah, take my voice.
Okay, take my voice. Exactly. But yeah, you know, that's the ultimate goal.
That's awesome. It'll happen.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I believe
for
it.
You. Yeah.
That's all that we can do.
Right? I believe in magic.
Exactly. And if I didn't, I wouldn't be a Disney adult.
True. Facts. Mm-hmm. How many bags do you have? Oh, girl. I have to know.
I stopped counting, I think, at like 300, which was a couple of years ago. But they rotate, you know, when I get tired of them, I sell them, I get rid of them.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't keep everything.
Where do you sell them?
There's no way. Carolina's Antiques.
Oh, period.
Or like Mercari or OfferUp or whatever. Okay. You know, that's a good thing about having a store. It's like, you know, just take them over there.
You're home. Here you go.
Mm-hmm. But, or even on my Instagram stories, I'll sell them. But it's just when I get tired of them or I don't have room for them. So I have so many. I have some that I've never used that still have tags and plastic on them. Dang. Because I'm a hoarder. But, you know, I also, luckily, I think owning a business is what makes me realize it's like, you know, things live their life with you and then you can move on and let them go. There's just some things that I don't want to let go of. But
of course,
there's always something new. I'm like, something new is going to come out.
Yeah.
So
how many ears do you have?
Ears? I don't think I have that many, maybe, because I don't go to the parks that much.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you need to go to the park to wear them, but I would say maybe like 100. Maybe
that's it, just 100.
Yeah, I have them. Those I have them in like boxes.
I have like 6.
Oh, like I have a wall in my house that's just all Mickey ears.
I love that.
Yeah. So I do love them. I'm like, I don't ever have anywhere to wear them to.
Yeah. You should have just like a Disney themed like birthday or something if you haven't already.
I just don't have enough friends. That's facts. Like, who am I gonna invite? Me and my husband. Natasha, you can come.
Thanks.
Like, I literally, I'm like, every year that I want, like, think I want to have a birthday party, and then or my husband's like, we should just have a birthday. And I'm like, who are we going to invite? My mom? My brother? Like, I just saw them yesterday at work. Like, yeah. It's fine. Like, I don't need to. And then I'm also that person that's like, I don't want to spend money on other people. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Like, me having a party is literally me spending money on other people.
It's true.
Like, do you ever think of that? Which is why we haven't had a wedding, you know? Because I'm like, I have to pay for other people to eat dinner at my wedding. I'd rather go to Disney World.
True.
I'd rather save that money and, you know, like, instead of a birthday party, I'd rather, like, take a trip to Disneyland.
Yeah,
That makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you're my friend and you want to come, you can come at the same time as us if you want.
not with me, but at the same time.
Like, you know, but we can hang out at the park. Actually, that's where a lot of my friends are, or, like, in California, nice. You know, because I make all these friends through social media. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy to me, like, I feel like I have so many friends in California because, like, literally we always talk. I have their numbers. I have literally people's numbers from California that were, like, you know, we text and stuff. And, like, that's what I want to move to California. Ooh. I don't afford it. It's crazy.
Shots fired.
I don't afford $1 million home. I'm sorry.
True. They're stupid.
I don't afford this house that I live in right now that's, like, $400,000.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Much less $1 million.
So, speaking of San Antonio, what do you feel like the content creation world is like here?
I mean, if you're not doing food, you're not getting jobs. I don't know. Like, that's how I see it. You know what I mean? I love San Antonio so much. Like, you do not understand. Like, San Antonio is in my blood. I love San Antonio, everything about it. I do have a lot of content creator friends, but I do notice that, like, literally, if you don't do food content, it's so hard to grow here. Mm-hmm. Like, as a content creator. And I get it, right? San Antonio loves to eat. San Antonio loves food. And it's just, like, it kind of, like puts us in a box, in my opinion, as a content creator here in San Antonio. Because literally, like, that's all you see. Mm-hmm. And to me, and I think we've talked about this, it's always the same people. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, like, a small group who do all the same things. And they're the only ones that get to do anything.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate because there's so much, like, San Antonio is so diverse. And San Antonio has so many other niches besides food.
Oh, yeah.
Like what's going on? Like, let's give some other people chances to grow, chances to have a spotlight.
Right.
And that's just my opinion, you know. I have a pretty decent following. I don't get invited to very many things here. Because I don't do food. Because I don't do San Antonio specific, you know? Like, there's so much more. And it's like, come on, San Antonio. Like, let's get with it. Let's give other people a shot.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's, like, San Antonio, like, people. I think it has to do with, like, all the companies and all the back people, right, that get everybody invited and invite people and all that stuff that – they need to broaden their horizons a little bit.
Yeah. So I guess like question, like if you were to get invited to something like that, like a restaurant opening, mm-hmm. would you go and only, I mean, I'm sure you would, right? Because food is food.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I think it's different or it's hard. And this is me just asking you.
Yeah.
But like, is that something that you would consider, like maybe cross promoting, like you do this like outfit. Mm-hmm. So you're really promoting your fashion, mm-hmm. like a get ready with me or whatever.
Yeah.
And maybe mix in like, oh, there's this cool like new restaurant or yeah. like, what is that something that you would be willing to do?
Yeah, no, definitely. I have gotten invited to a couple of things. So say like, okay, so this is how my mind works, right? Say I got invited to like an Italian restaurant. Mm-hmm. It would be like, let me do a Lady in the Tramp look with me and my husband. You know, yes. like it would still mix it in there because I'm not going to lose me.
Right.
Right. I still have to be me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to like pretend to be every other creator that's right. already done, which I think would be beneficial to the whatever company or restaurant or whatever that it is.
It is.
Because it's going to bring you a different audience.
Yes.
All those content creators have the same audience.
Right.
All tea, all shade. Like it's the same.
Yeah.
And they're not going to have who I have,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's going to be beneficial to y'all because I'm going to bring different people. You're not yeah. going to have the same people that everybody else is bringing. Like you hired 5 people to bring you the same person.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like my, that's how my math is working. But
yeah.
like if you have the same 5 people who do the same content, who all have that same one follower, that one you paid, not paid because San Antonio doesn't like to pay. That's another thing. But you invited these 5 people to bring you one customer.
Right.
Because they all have the same followers.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like branch out.
Yeah.
You know, to get different audiences into your restaurant.
Yeah. That's what I literally said that last episode, but I've said that many times before. It's like, it doesn't matter. I don't feel like it matters how many followers. Like, I mean, if you have like, 100, come on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if yeah. you're at like in the thousands,
yeah.
like look at one, their interactions.
Yeah.
Right? What are their numbers? And then what is their audience? Like, what are those comments like? Are those people that are here in San Antonio
yeah.
or those bots that yeah. are commenting? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are their followers bot? And there are ways that you can see if their followers are bot.
Yeah.
Like, we all see it. We all know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, that's a thing for me too. Like, it's quality. It should be quality over quantity.
Yeah.
And I'm not like shitting on anybody. There's not anybody specific
yeah.
At all. It's just like, I feel like you said, there needs to be a pivot.
Yeah.
So like, that's why when people are like, oh, what do you cover?
Yeah.
Well, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's not one specific thing.
Yeah.
And like somebody was like, oh, I love your like Foodie Fridays. And I'm like, thanks. And, but I'm like, that's not new. Like
yeah.
I've always featured food.
Yeah.
I just did it in a different way.
Yeah.
So now I'm repurposing what I used to do 5 years ago.
Yeah.
In a different way.
Exactly.
So I'm not now a foodie.
Yeah.
I've always been a foodie.
Yeah.
Like I'm still thick. I yeah. love to eat. You yeah. know what I mean? Always. So I think it's true. I think there needs to be a pivot in addition of people like you, people like me who can just bring
something different.
Right. New energy, like new light.
Yeah. The amount of times I'm like, and that's like, people that I know, my friends, right? No,
yeah.
No shade to them because I love them, but
no, yeah.
The amount of times that I'm scrolling and I think it's the same person's content and it's somebody else, mm-hmm. right? Because it's all looking for a place to try, blah blah blah, try blah blah blah. Like it's all the same. It's
yeah.
all the same. Like, and for most in San Antonio too. Like, also to San Antonio content creators, like, you're all gorgeous. I don't care what you think you look like. Show your face.
Yes.
Like, show who you are. You know, so many people, I just see voices and clips. And it's like, come on. Like, y'all are all, everybody is gorgeous and everybody wants to see themselves represented one way or another. And somebody's going to look at you and be like, oh, look, she looks like me. Or
yes.
they look like me. So show your face. You
yeah.
know, don't be shy. There's so many content creators that are like, it's because I'm shy, you know. And you would never even know some of the people that
yes.
that have a huge followings.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'm like, wait, who are you? What?
Yeah.
I would have never known that.
Uh-huh.
It's like, come on, guys. Like, we have to be representations for people. There's billions of people who look like you that want to see someone like them
yeah.
in media.
Yes.
So just to put that out there.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was talking about.
I forgot. But no, but that's a great point because, and that's another thing too. I was just having a conversation with a business here in San Antonio the other day with the marketing director. And I was like, look, I do things differently. I'm going to put myself in there.
Yeah.
You're going to see my face. You're going to see my friends' faces. You're going to whatever. Yeah. You're going to see us having a good time. What I also like, though, is giving people the word just slipped my mind. Giving them the experience or showing them the experience that they can also get.
Yeah.
Because it's not, I don't feel like it's fully fair. Yeah. I love VIP. Don't get me wrong. Please invite me to all the VIP things.
Yeah.
But when you're showing people in San Antonio or your followers, like, I got a red carpet and rose petals thrown at me and like perfume sprayed as I walked by, like, you're not going to get that same experience.
Always. Yeah. No, no.
Right. So
they did that just for that night for the content creator.
Right. Yeah. Which was beautiful and amazing. And I appreciate it. I really do. To the things I get invited to. Yeah. I really do appreciate it. But it's just not realistic.
Yeah.
And so I had another restaurant that I did and she said that my food took longer to come out. And she's like, I'm sorry. She's like, but they put like flowers and all this stuff. And she's like, that's not how we serve normal people.
Yeah.
So she's like, I told them no.
Yeah.
I told them take it back and fix it. Because if not everybody can get that.
Yeah.
I don't want you like, yes, it's pretty. But if that's not how they do it, then that's not how they do it.
Yeah. And it's true because trust me, if they go to the restaurant and they're like, well, I came because I saw this and it doesn't look the same.
Right.
Girl, forget it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I would be upset because I would be like, oh, like, that's cool. That's exciting. That's beautiful.
And who's going to have to answer, though?
The restaurant.
Well, no.
Well, that too.
Because people are going to be like, well, it's like you false sent advertising. Me here. Yeah. You sent me here and it's not what you said it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? Obviously, it's not going to be everybody, but I'm sure a handful of people are going to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're going to be like, well, I'm not going to follow her anymore. Like, she said it was like this and it's not even like this.
Right.
Like, they're not going to tell the restaurant. I mean, they might say something to the restaurant, but at the end of the day, it comes back to you because you posted it.
Right. So I'm very big. I've never once posted something that I don't like.
Yeah.
Ever.
Oh, yeah. I'm not that too.
If I don't like it, I don't like it. Yeah. I just won't post it.
Yeah.
I'm also not into trashing businesses.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be like, oh, this is 2 out of 10 or this is trash or this is, you know, sloppy. Like, but I tell businesses it's going to be on camera. It's like the ones that I go out to, like me personally, like, so whatever you want it to look like, be like, just, you know, and then present that's what way. I'm showing everybody.
Yeah.
So, and I think that that's like fair. Yeah. Like I had a lot of respect for that lady that was like, no, I sent it back.
No, hell yeah.
And was like, fair enough.
Yeah. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I know, cause there's a one restaurant that I love. Shout out to Mariachi's Tacos. I love that place. Sorry. And they
sponsor me.
Yeah. Sponsor me. Cause I keep paying. The way they serve everything is so cute. And it's like exactly the way that they show it on social media, you know, all the little sartenes, the little platitos, the little, like, everything's so
cute.
It's so cute and the food is so good.
I've never heard of it.
It's over there off of Pachenko and 1604, kind of.
So far as fuck.
Well, for you, not for me, because we live like opposite sides of town. But it's but yeah, that's what I love, that like, it literally, the way that they show it on social media is the way that it's served. You know, because if I went and I was like, well, I saw on social media and you had it on this cute little display and you brought it to me on just like a white plate, like I would be like so disappointed.
Yeah. Right. Because we're telling people to go out there.
Well, and we're living in like a social media like world where people are going to go because they want to post it.
Yeah.
Because they saw that it's a cool experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just going to bring them out some like, you know, boring thing that you didn't post.
I've heard comments and I've read certain things on like other creators stuff that like, you know, why did you tell me to come out here like when it's trash? Or like there was somebody like on Facebook that I saw, it was kind of a long time ago, but she was like, she had commented on this pretty popular like foodie page and I just was like kind of scrolling and I was like, oh, let me see, just scrolling through the comments, and this lady was like, you have to understand, like, I took my hard-earned money, I took my family for, you know, to this restaurant that you told us to go to, and it's not good at all, like the food was like cold or the meat was tasted old or whatever she had said, and she's like, I'd like, this isn't fair. And that was like, Not that I did that to begin with. I've never done that. Like I said, if I don't back it up, like I won't post it. But that was another, like, I think, like, wake up call, or should have been too, for like other content creators, is like, understand, like, just because you get paid doesn't mean you have to say it's good.
You have to lie.
But I don't lie. Like, I'm like,
just because you get paid doesn't mean you have to, like,
yeah. So, like, don't tell somebody to go out there if you really don't like it. Like,
these are the hottest tortillas ever, and they're like cold ass HEB tortillas. Yeah.
I mean, shout out HEB. We love you, we like your tortillas.
Just, I like them warm.
I love the butter tortillas.
I like them warm. Is what all I'm saying. HEB, call us. I totally get it because at the end of the day. And like I said, we're living in a social media world. So literally people come from out of town for things that you post.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of people that come into town to Carolina's because they saw it on social media from all over.
Yeah.
Like, is insane to me. And every time they come in, I'm like, God, I hope that they like felt like it was worth.
Yes.
Coming into town.
Yeah.
And I feel like anybody who's posting anything should feel that way. Right. Like,
yeah.
If somebody's coming in or somebody's going to go there, I hope that it was worth it, and I hope that they liked it because I posted it and they came because of me.
Yeah. I've had people reach out to me and be like, oh my gosh, like, thank you. Like, I'm going to go try that with my wife, or I'm going to go, you know, we're going to go do date night, or, oh, I took my family there.
Yeah.
I've had friends that are like, look, you post
and
I'll go.
Yeah.
And either they like it or they don't. Yeah. But like, again, like, I'm not lying about what I like.
Yeah.
And not everything is good to me, but I also like food. So like, there's a lot of things that are good to me.
Yeah.
But if it's not good, I'm not going to say it's good.
Yeah. And it's the same thing with me when I recommend like places to shop or small shops, because I work with a lot of like small shops that sell Loungefly bags, obviously, because a lot of my followers do the bags. And like, I have discount codes here and there. And I'm like, I only work with shops that I trust.
Good.
And there have been times where like a shop has like completely gone out of business. And who do the people reach out to? Because they don't have a business to reach out to.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, I went shopping here because you recommended it. And I mean, I try my best to figure out like where the shop is, who they can contact, you know, because again, we post, so we have a responsibility at the end of the day, you know, maybe not full responsibility. And I guess you don't really have to, but I feel like morally,
right,
you should have some kind of, like, let me see what I can do to help. Not like, oh, well, that's not my problem. Like, what do you want me to tell you?
I've seen that happen.
Exactly. But it's just like, and then again, that's just like, again, a stamp on you that says either, like, don't trust this person or what they say, or like, okay, you know, I'm going to be a loyal follower. Like, they help me and they help me, and I trust them because they have not led me wrong.
Yeah,
exactly. So that's just how I see it. We literally have a responsibility to, like,
that's how I feel.
For and what, like, we post.
Right. And that's another part of content creation that people don't see.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the hard work that goes into it,
but
it's the aftermath. Like, it's not just, oh, I posted it, it's done by, like, you have those people who follow up or who go or who whatever.
Yeah.
And they go because of you.
Exactly.
And you're right. Like, I think that's good that you are like, oh shit, like, let me try to help. Like, yeah, my happened. Bad. Like, it's not my fault, but let me.
Or even if it's like, hey, I ordered this and like the shop's not emailing me back, I will like message the shop and be like, hey, one of my followers says you're not messaging them back. Or if they're like, oh, hey, like, I tried using your discount code and it wasn't working, let me message, like, let me find out, because, like, you know, these things that I can help with, they're easy.
Yeah.
They're easy. And they're going to respond to me as the content creator probably way faster than, you know, they're going to respond to like somebody, random person email, that even though they should, because that person spent their money there, but they're probably going to write me back faster. And if I can help, I'm going to help, because they went there because of me.
Right.
You know, so.
Right.
That's just how I see it though. But
no, same.
I don't think everybody thinks that way, unfortunately. So. Just, you know, choose your content creators carefully.
Mm-hmm. That, and I think for the content creators, especially the ones that are just starting, like, understand that when you're asking for something from a business, they are having to come out of pocket, whether that be monetarily or with merchandise. So, like, how do I say this? I'm all, be respectful.
Yeah.
Also say thank you.
Yeah.
Also, like, don't forget to promote. Like, don't say you're going to promote and then not promote.
Yeah.
And, like, not, like, don't offer, like, the world and then you give them, like, a story where you, like, also tag, like, 30 other people.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that.
I think we know that too, though, because we're also small business owners.
Yes.
Right? So we see both sides.
Yes.
So, like, for Carolina's, I mean, mom, you know how lucky you are to have me as a content creator where I do everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? And as much as I would love to work with other content creators, I just don't think it's possible. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, one, we have me, right, that does it a lot, and I would love to work with other content creators. I don't think they realize how small businesses are sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like, people see a name and they're like, oh, I know that name. That name's everywhere. They must have money. Let me, you know, here, I want this much. And I'm like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't. We're still small businesses. Like, literally, like, it's hard for us to even give discounts in store sometimes. You know what I mean? And it's like, I would rather give a discount than have to pay somebody like that much money to maybe half-ass post a you know? Yeah. And I am super grateful, though, when people do just post on their own. And if you come to me and you're like, and I remember you, I'm like, oh, like, thank you so much. Here's like a gift, you know, thank you so much. We appreciate you so much. But it's hard for small businesses.
True.
And I think a lot of new content creators take advantage of a lot of small businesses. And that's where I'm trying to get to.
And it's upsetting to see, though. And I've talked to small businesses where they're like, I'm sorry, I can't pay you. And I'm like, I never talked to you about money.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just talking to you.
And it sucks because I think it makes small businesses, which is, I guess, what I was trying to say, like, scared to even reach out. Right? Yeah.
Or they're jaded because they've been burned.
Yeah. And I've had a lot of people who are like, oh, yeah, I sent somebody stuff one time and they never even posted it.
Yep.
And it's like, I don't want to send nothing to nobody.
Yeah. Or like, oh, you know, I paid them 500 or however much. And like, you know, it didn't do what I needed it to do.
Yeah.
Or
which I mean, that's kind of hard. Yeah. At the end of the day, right? You can't pre-expect millions of views.
Sure.
But again, you can expect is the quality of the content.
The quality, but also like, that's why if you say you're going to do something, try to do everything you can do.
Yeah.
After that, it's the algorithm.
Yeah.
Or it's whatever. But for the business owners, like, look at their interactions, look at their numbers. Like I said, look at who's commenting. Like, are they going back and forth? Are they interacting as well? Like, is their content consistent? Like, does it look the same? Does it sound the same? Like, I'm very big on like,
is it one tone?
If my mic is jacked up, I'm sorry, I'm going to, you know, we'll figure something else out, but I can't, you know, because I want it to have a certain sound and look.
Exactly.
But also evolve. Like, my content now versus when I started, night and day.
Yeah, same.
But I want to continue to grow and do better and better and better. And I'm always learning and, like, researching. And, like, that's another thing. I'm not just like, oh, yeah, I do this.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of
Literally,
work.
Literally, it's work.
Yeah. And I've been shopping at your store for
probably the 15 years
we've been open. Really long time.
Yeah.
And that was before I was a content creator. Yeah. And so, but even then I would be like, hey guys, look, I got this, I got this, I got this. And it's true. Like, you know, it got to a point where you guys were like, oh, like, you're back. Like, y'all knew my kids at one point. Yeah, like, my kids are like, be around the store, you know? Yeah. I was just at your mom's birthday party. Yeah. Like, you know, so it's not just about like, I don't know. I just like can't imagine being like, oh, look, I know you. So you're going to give me this for free, right? You're still a small business owner.
Exactly.
If you want to give me a discount, awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
if you don't, you don't.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Definitely, yeah. I think it's like the expecting.
That too.
Should never expect anything.
Nope.
You know, I love supporting small businesses. Mm-hmm. I always try to give my money to small businesses before anybody else. So, and I feel like that's why we get so much support. I think people see that, you know, it's a community, especially here in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. It's the small businesses, especially like, or even like markets and vendors. It's all like a family.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it shows when, you know, you support each other and stuff, and you can tell, you know, there's so much respect within that community as well. And definitely, that shows you like who the correct people are.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day,
Yes.
You're not going to survive if you're trying to be that, like, I'm better than everybody person,
nope.
ever.
Nope.
Especially not, I think, in San Antonio, because I think San Antonio, even though it's so big, it's like a small town where, like, everybody knows everybody.
Either they know you or they've heard of you.
And that word of mouth gets around real quick, girl. Mm-hmm. So if you're the one that's, like, high and mighty, that's going to get around real fast.
Yes, and then that will get you blacklisted.
Exactly.
So don't do that.
So make sure you're not doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so. But again, I think it's because we are small businesses, so we see both sides of the content creator side and the small business. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've done those 8-hour vendor markets, like the setup and breakdown and all that.
Yeah, girl,
like,
it ain't for the week.
Mm-mm. Had a baby attached to me, like
breastfeeding
and selling, you know what I mean? Like, I've been there, done that. My kids are sitting on the floor, like on the table. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Like,
but I love it.
No, I mean, I do. Like, I definitely love it.
It's a chingada, man.
It's not for the week.
It's not.
And like, I have vendor friends now, and like the other day there was like a market. One of my really good friends was like, I don't like, why am I doing this? Because it was just like a slow market, and like, but that's her entire day.
Yeah.
And so I was like, no, girl, like she's like, I'm just having a pity party. I said, have your pity party, cry those tears, then dry that shit up, and let's go. Because that was one shitty market.
That's how you have to be.
Yeah.
That's how you have to be. I mean, we started, Carolina started as a little spot outside the Northwest Flea Market, girl. Like, that's not even around anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And my mom had us as little kids out there with her, like you said. And I remember I would watch my baby brother. We would be playing in a box or whatever. But my mom's like selling and, you know, trying to make ends meet. And, you know, like I said, now Carolina's like, San Antonio knows Carolina's, you know, which is crazy. Yeah. But it's been those, like, you know, cry your tears and move on to the next day and keep going kind of thing. And we still have those days. Doesn't matter how big your business gets or how well known it is. I mean, there's some days when we leave work and I'm like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Like, why is it, you know, like, how are we here or whatever? And then next couple of days it's like, oh my God, I haven't sat down all day, you know? So it's like, you just got to keep going.
Yeah. And I think that's part of it too. Like, as a content creator, as a business owner, as whatever, like, you're going to have those bad days.
Well, girl, the amount of times I've been wanting to give up content creating is oh my gosh, all the time, almost every day, I want to give up.
You know what?
Actually, you know what? This is my resignation. No, I'm just kidding.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. No more Huntisaurus. No, like, literally almost every day, I'd like, Instagram and TikTok want to make me give up with them algorithms, I swear, all the time. Every day I'm like, I can't believe I worked so hard on this. When I'm like, my battery's like almost on empty and like, it doesn't get pushed out at all. Mm-hmm. You know, and some like literally makes me want to give up all the time. But
I've had videos on TikTok get like 100 views, and I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
like that's awesome.
All the time, I love, like, that. Yeah, and it's like, what do I do?
Literally,
there's nothing I can do. You know, and there's nobody, like, who are you going to be mad at? There's nobody to be mad at but yourself. You're like, what did I do wrong? And it's not you didn't even do anything wrong.
But it takes time. It takes time to film. It takes time to edit. It takes time to post. It takes time. You got to do captions, hashtags. Like, make sure you post it at the right time. And then, push it out if you want to. Send it to your friends. But then, like, that gets kind of annoying. You know, I'm sure, like, some people are like, I don't want to see your shit.
Oh, this bitch again.
Right. Then unfollow me.
Oh, my God. Blocked. Finally. One day I'm just going to get a call. And I'm like, you know what? I blocked you. I love you, but I blocked you. I can't do it anymore. It's like. I get it. Yeah. It is what it is. No, but it's just kind of like, and it also makes you think, like, how do I have all these people that follow me that like love what I do and I'm not getting any love? It's kind of like, what's happening? You know, what's going on?
You know what's so crazy to me? And like, no hate, guys, but I've had so many people be like, oh my God, I love your podcast. And I'm like, oh, like, which episode? Oh no, I don't watch it, but like your little clips.
Your little clips.
I love the clips. Yeah. And I'm like,
I need you to watch the whole thing. It's like the people that like, they're like, oh my God, did you hear so-and-so? And it's like, did you read the whole article or just like the little.
Just the blurb.
The little blurb thing. Yeah, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that. It's like, read the whole thing. Watch the whole episode.
Right.
Watch
or like, episode. At minimum, just subscribe.
Just like.
Even if you don't watch it, just subscribe.
Share it one time.
That's it. That would be amazing.
Literally so easy.
Yeah.
We live on our phones. That's the thing. Like, we literally live on our phones. Just share it.
Or people will be like, oh, my God, like, I see you're all over the place. You're doing all these things. And I'm like, I didn't think you're on social media anymore because you I don't never see you like or post or anything. Oh, no, I just watch.
Yeah, no, yeah, no. Or, like, when I post on my Instagram story.
Yeah.
And I will, like, share that my new post. And I'll be like, go comment, blah, blah, blah. And I will get DMs.
Yes.
You're this all, is said, my favorite comment. Thing. And I'm like, or, like, literally, like, the amount of, like, views on my story to, like, the post. I'm like, how did 3,000 people see my Instagram story and I have, like, 600 likes?
Yeah.
Like, make it make sense.
Right.
So you telling me 2,400, I know math. Yeah. 2,400 people, y'all just ignored my post.
Dang.
Wow. Wow. So yeah, it gets frustrating. It's all those little things, right? And I know to like other people that are like, girl, get it together. It ain't that serious.
First world problems.
But but it's like when you're literally like working your butt off for those things, you know, it's kind of like, oh my God, I want to give up so bad.
That, and also like there are some times where I'm like, am I even friends with somebody? Because I just stop seeing their stuff. And it has nothing to do with me or them.
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, okay, we're still friends. Like, I'm all, bitch, am I muted? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And I'm, no, I haven't seen your stuff either. And then it takes us either being around each other, like, because we're in the same room.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to start seeing your stuff. But if I don't see you for a while, I'm going to stop seeing it probably unless we keep interacting.
That's so weird.
But I'll have to go and it'll be like least interacted with. And then I'm like, oh my God, I haven't seen months of this person.
Our FBI agents need to get it together.
Literally.
Literally. Like my FBI agent. Can you show me Natasha's stuff more often?
Thank you. Thanks. Yes. I'm pretty sure I have more than one FBI agent. Yeah.
They're like, this girl needs like 3 or 4. Girls. She's all over the place.
To my FBI team.
Yeah. My team. Can we get Natasha's FBI team on the line, please?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Got it.
But yeah, it's frustrating. I know. But it's like, it takes a lot on your mental health.
It does.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
You know, because it sucks. But it's just the world that we live in, you know? Like I said, people are going to be like first world problems, but it's literally the world that we live in.
It is.
It's like how our brains are wired nowadays, you know? Like, we're doing all this work and all this content and like not getting the payoff. It's like, it's the same thing as like being at a job, busting your butt, and your boss not caring or not even acknowledging that your
boss just walks past you.
We're just walking by. It's the same thing. You're going to be like, why am I working so hard? You know, literally you're going to like say, why am I doing so much? Let me just stop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, like, and it's crazy because like I literally had a fucking migraine from hell yesterday. So I was in bed all day. I couldn't even look at my phone. And, but I normally do like my, like, let's talk Tuesdays and I didn't cause I was fucking dying. And today I'm like, oh, I feel bad. I didn't do it. Does anybody else care? Probably not. Just me.
Somebody has to care.
Maybe. You know? But like,
but that's why I said that's what at the end of the day is going to be the reason that you want to continue doing it because there's always going to be somebody that is watching and is caring. Yeah. And we should always remember like, you know, it's not for everybody. It's for those people who do care that we're doing it.
I'm just hard on myself, I think.
No, I think we all are, especially like people who do this.
Yeah.
People who do content creating and who are small business owners, I think, are really hard on themselves because you always feel like it's not enough ever on your part.
Yeah.
Not necessarily on like the world's part.
No. Yeah.
But like on like, am I doing enough?
Yeah.
Did I do enough to, you know, make this video do well? Did I do enough to make my business do well? Did I do enough to be noticed, to be seen? You know, it's kind of like, I think it's just.
I actually did have a follower on Monday that was like, hey, are you okay? Because like you didn't post anything yesterday. Nothing. And I didn't. It was a family day. I don't post my kids. So there's nothing for me to post.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm here.
I was gonna say, somebody's always watching. And that's those are the moments that you need to be like, okay, see?
Yeah.
You know, somebody does care. Somebody is watching. And that's just the one person that was like,
hey, yeah.
Like brave enough to like message you. Because sometimes people are like, oh, like you probably won't even see my message or whatever.
That's crazy. We see all the messages. All of them.
I see all of them. I see all of them. The good, the bad, all of them. I see them all.
Yeah.
You know.
I look at my requests whenever they come in.
Me too. Like, I'm one of those people that I hate notifications.
Me
like,
too.
I have to open all of them. Always. Literally, like, my brother's like, don't open messages from the shop's social media when you're not at work. And there I am, 1 a.m. when somebody is like, oh my God, y'all still have this blouse? And there I am responding, yes, we do. I can send you pictures tomorrow when we're open. Like, all the time. I hate seeing notification there. Like, it bothers me so much. So
no, me too.
I always open them.
Yeah. That, but it's crazy to me because I've gotten that too where people are like, oh my God, you answered. And I'm like, why wouldn't
I? I'm not anybody.
Like, yeah, I'm a person.
Yeah, when like, people are like, oh my God, like, it, you know, I can't believe it. And I'm like, girl, I'm not nobody. Or when people come to the shop and they're like, I can't believe you're here. And I'm like, I'm always here. I live here.
This is my business.
Like, like, I still have to work. Just like, or when people are like, oh my God, you're famous, TikTok famous. I'm like, if I was famous, I would not be scrubbing these showcases right now. I would not be scrubbing the toilets at my shop. Like, I'm not nobody. Like, at the end of the day, I don't care how big a content creator I is. We're just people.
Literally.
Literally just people. Like, don't glorify any of us, especially, like us. Like, we're not nobody. No. And, like, to me, it's like, there's other people that are more important than we are.
I mean, I feel like we're all the same.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, I guess. But, I mean, like, there's people that are, like, you know, like, changing the world. We're fucking showing food and shopping and
I'm still changing the world. I mean, not with that, but with my career.
Oh yeah.
But no, I get it.
Like, I mean, like, in but content creator.
Yeah, but you, I think you are making a difference in the way that, like you had said, like these little boys that are looking up to you, you know, wearing dresses, like, that's huge. They're literally looking up to you. And that's our future. You know what I mean? So, like, it's not just like, here's a plate of enchiladas.
Yeah,
like, here's a purse, like, which is still fine, but you're doing more than that, you're doing more than
but
that.
I guess that's just our, like, again, goes comes back to us being like, are we enough? Are we doing enough?
Right.
Like, but it's like a, like, that's what it goes back to. To me, that's how I am. That's why I'm like, well, I'm not nobody. Like, I'm not even doing anything. You know
what's crazy to me though is the people that are like, I don't know.
If I am doing everything. I am changing the world.
But one
enchilada at a time.
I don't know if you've heard, if you've ever just like out of like the side of your like ear, your peripheral, whatever, heard somebody be like, do you know who I am? Have you heard that? Like, here in San Antonio?
No, because if I did, girl, I would say
something. I have. I've heard it.
I have such a hard time with the filter sometimes that if I was to.
You? No way. What?
If I was to hear that, it'd be like, who are you? Like, I would literally be like, no, who are you? Like, girl.
No, I've heard it like in lines at like nightclubs or whatever. And I'm like,
oh, that's why I don't go out to the clubs, girl.
But I'm like, literally, who are you? Like, there was this guy, we were, I don't even know who this guy is, so I don't give a shit.
Shout out to him. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't even remember his name. But we were at the bar and he came in with like this, like, it was like some jersey or something, or he had like a bunch of chains or something. And oh no, it was like some shirt, but it was like a cool shirt. And my friend was like, oh, like, what does your shirt say? And he was like, oh, it's my brand. And she's like, okay, well, I still can't read it. Like, I just, you know, you walked by, you sat down. I just, you know, we were trying to figure out what it says. Like, oh, cool, right? And he was like, you don't know who I am?
Ew.
And we're like, nope. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm on YouTube. And he was like, I don't know, like, figure it out. And I was like,
I would have been like, ew.
That's a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
And I'm actually not going to figure it out. I'm going to spend zero amount of energy on this conversation and, like, you.
Yeah.
Because no.
I can't imagine.
No.
Couldn't be me.
No.
Never. I would never.
No.
Can you imagine me at Disneyland? Do you know who I am? You don't know who I am? Do you live under a rock?
I know.
Like, what? Like, you're not anybody. Because if you were somebody, you would have rented out this whole bar to yourself, this whole club to yourself.
Right.
Exactly. If you were somebody.
I was like.
So at the end of the day, girl, I mean, anybody could get a VIP section. You just need some money.
It wasn't even a club. It was like a hole in the wall.
Oh, my God. Peor.
So it was all.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
He was just like hogging the pool table.
No, he was just sitting at the bar.
But you didn't know who he was.
Never seen him in my life.
Mm-mm. I've been like, hopefully, are you still paying for your drinks?
Yes.
Does the bartender not know who you are either?
Like, no, I was like, nobody in this place knows who you are.
Yeah, see, I have no filter. So I can't go anywhere. It's another reason I can't have kids, because if somebody says something out their mouth about my kids.
Oh.
Girl, forget it.
No, I have zero. Like, I go 0 to 100.
Yeah.
With my kids.
Mm-hmm. I can't. That's why I can't. Because if I always say, if I had kids, because I have a nephew on John Paul's, my husband's side, who has a family. He has his wife and he has two little boys and a little girl, which I love. They're my great nephews and my great niece. And so they play softball. And they always had on Saturday, so I can't go. And the last couple of times they're like, oh, this mom said something about Elijah, said something about, and I was like,
yeah, which mom?
Oh. And they're like, out. Oh, we were like, and they got all up in, and I'm like, they're so lucky. You're so lucky I'm not there. This past Sunday, they finally had a game on Sunday, which were closed, so I got to go. I was like, I'm just letting, let all the parents know that the tia's finally coming, that will say something.
Yes.
So everyone better be on their best behavior.
Oh my God.
Because if not, like I can't.
I could just see you like with like the diamond sunglasses and like your chair, you just like pop it open.
Like this.
Yeah.
What did you say? What did you say? Which one is your child? Let me find out. That one? Oh, look at me getting aggressive.
Throws it.
But yeah, that's why and I would tell, every time they tell me stories, I'm like, this is why I cannot have kids. I'm gay for a reason.
It's very intense.
The Lord gave me a choice to have children because mm-hmm. he knew that if I had them, it would be over for a lot of people, including mm-hmm. myself, because I would be getting fights left and right.
No, for sure.
I have no filter.
I may or may not have almost fought a couple of parents.
No, yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
I've definitely cussed out a couple of people.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to my kids, absolutely not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame you. Mm-mm. That's what I'm saying. Just like on the same thing, I would never say. And I just don't understand why people have to say things.
Right. Just don't.
Just don't. I would never say anything. Mm-mm. You know the amount of kids that come to the shop that are like misbehaving. Mm-mm. My natural thing is the parent is wrong. You know what I mean? It's like, why are they not doing something? Like the kid is a kid. Like they can't. You know, they're just being a kid. If you're standing there and letting them do stuff, that's a whole nother thing. You know, that's on the parent for me.
Yeah.
So that happens all the time in the store, like where it's like, or they give them things, right? Like they're like, oh, look. And then the little kid's crying because they want it. And they're like, oh, no, we're not going to buy it. It's like, why did you give it to them in the first place?
Right.
That was your fault.
Yeah.
That was on you.
Yeah.
Like, the kid didn't even notice it. And they're like, oh, no, we're not going to get it. Leave it back. And the kid's like having a tantrum because they want it. Naturally, you handed it to them.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Like, let me give you a Balenciaga to hold. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to be like, just kidding.
Just kidding. You can't have it.
You actually can't.
You actually can't.
You thought.
Yeah. Let's see if you don't throw a tantrum.
I would. Absolutely.
I would completely do. Like, I completely would.
Yeah. Okay. So, how do people find you?
Okay, so you can find me on TikTok and on Instagram under the_Huntisaurus. It's the same on both. And then you can also find Carolina's at Carolina's Antiques, all one word, on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook.
Yes. And then anything you want to say to maybe your fans, your followers?
Of course, always thank you so much, guys, for always supporting me, supporting my family, supporting our business. And I'm just always grateful to be able to represent for the brown queer people. And I hope that I always do a good job at that for you guys and to never let you guys down being that representation. So
that was very nice.
I can be sweet sometimes.
Sometimes. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for making time. Tell your mom and your brother I said hi.
I will, and I need to get back to fiesta mode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Tis the season, girl.
Are you ready? Ready or not?
Been busy since spring break already with fiesta stuff, so it's not even April yet, and it's been insane.
And
so.
Your medal that you picked up yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Mita Medals. Yes. So
it's not sold out yet?
Not yet, but we're like halfway through them already.
Oh my
so,
God, that's crazy.
Yeah, so they're loving it. We did 5 so far. I think we have 2 more on the way, so 7.
Oh my God.
Total, and then we're thinking next year it will be 10-year anniversary for our Fiesta medals, that we started making Fiesta medals. So we might do 10 next year.
Well, let me know maybe. Now.
I know, like maybe. We're still talking about it, but
yeah.
I'm like, I think it would be fun.
Yeah, next year I might do one.
Yeah, well, I know. I was like, I can't wait to see your medal. And you're like, oh, we didn't do one this year. Oh, my God.
I know.
Not y'all.
We're going to make a comeback. And it's going to be hot.
I know. But also, thank you for fitting us in.
Of course.
Okay, VIP.
Yes.
VIP. Do you know who I am?
Yeller VIP client.
Do you know who I am? Oh, she knew who I was.
Yeah.
She knew who
I was. I know James Avery was like, hey, and we're like, no, sorry, we have
Carolinas. The Carolinas? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, period.
Sorry. Y'all have to wait.
Period.
Thanks.
I mean, honestly, Carolinas is fiesta. That's what I'm saying. Carolinas is fiesta. If you don't know, you should know.
Period.
Yeah.
How do they follow the shop?
Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok is Carolina's Antiques, all one word. You can find us on there.
Yes.
Yeah, and then 1709 Blanco Road, that's the address.
There you go. Only you close Sundays.
Thursdays and Sundays.
Thursdays and Sundays.
Yes, Thursdays and Sundays. Do not come Thursdays and Sundays. The amount of people that are like, I came and y'all were closed, and I'm like, the hour's on the door. The hours are in the bio.
Yeah.
Thursdays and Sundays. Thursdays and Sundays, girl.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing all the things that you continue to do.
Thank you. Growing. Same yes. for you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, guys. So make sure that you like, share, follow, support local, everything always.
Watch the whole YouTube video.
Watch it.
The whole thing.
And subscribe.
And subscribe.
Yeah. follow me at Noteño210 or Natasha Gonzalez. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram. You'll find me. I'm on everything. Except Snapchat. Don't add me on that. Thanks again to Valpa Media for housing and producing into Latina Podcast Network. Again, for having me on your network, I really appreciate it. Guys, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And I will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.